Get up, said Johnny.
No, there's this generation,
muttered the parson.
No respect for their elders. Rushing off to the bushes, fornicating, grabbing the best meat pieces.
Get up. You are going to give a funeral.
A funeral?
Moaned Staffer.
With meat and sermons and dancing.
Who is dead?
You know quite well who's dead. You were there at the end.
Oh, yes. Your father. Good man. Yes. Good man. Well, maybe he was your father.
Johnny suddenly looked a little dangerous. He was standing there at ease, but he was wearing the skin of a puma that he himself had slain, and he had his kill club on a wrist thong. The club seemed to jump of its own volition into his palm. Parson Staffer abruptly sat up.
Now, don't take it wrong, Johnny. It's just that things are a little mixed up these days, you know. Your mother had three husbands one time and another. And there being no real ceremonies these days...
You better get up.
Staffer clawed for the corner of an ancient, scarred bench and pulled himself upright. He began to tie the deerskin he usually wore, and obviously had worn far too long, using a frayed woven grass rope.
Memory isn't so good these days, Johnny. One time I could remember all kinds of things. Legends, marriage ceremonies, hunt blessings, even family quarrels.
He was looking around for some fresh loco weed.
When the sun is straight up, you're going to call the whole village together at the old graveyard, and you're...
Who's gonna dig the hole? It has to be a hole, you know, for a proper funeral.
I'll dig the hole.
Staffer had found some fresh loco weed and began to gum it. He looked relieved.
Well, I'm glad the town doesn't have to dig the hole. Horns, but this stuff is green. You said meat. Who's gonna kill and cook it?
That's all taken care of.
Staffer nodded and then abruptly saw more work ahead.
Who's gonna assemble the people?
I'll ask Patty to tell them.
Staffer looked at him reproachfully.
Then there's nothing for me to do until straight up. Why'd you wake me up?
He threw himself back down on the dirty grass and sourly watched Johnny walk out of the ancient room.